Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by just typing in, well not follow me online, but you can follow me by going to Spotify and typing in Mark Parham Podcast, or you can follow me on YouTube by just typing in Mark Parham. You know, I wanted to talk about a few things, but the first thing I want to talk about was, please, if you have a computer and you're tired of using Microsoft and Apple iOS and paying for software and all this other stuff, please start using Linux. It will change your life. I started using Linux a few years ago, and I mean, I put it on a IBM ThinkPad 420. I think that's what the model is. And it's just amazing. It runs so smoothly. Again, when I start the computer up, my computer, it, you know, loads up very fast. And so, again, if you're tired of Microsoft and iOS and, you know, all the mainstream, you know, software brands and companies and stuff like that, then please start using Linux. I mean, you'll like it. You can actually customize your computer how you want to. I mean, if you are a person where you don't like, you know, the standard way your computer looks, you can use a Windows manager. You can do so many things. And, if you have an older computer, it can actually make your older computers run very smoothly. And so it's something I would suggest. And I'm going to put some information about Linux in the description, you know, under this video. And again, it's something that you'll like. At first, you might say, well, you know, what is this? And it might make you, you know, sort of scared to venture over to try Linux. But once you do, you'll like it so much better. And I mean, you can get a lot of good free software. You can use Kden Live for video editing. You can use, you know, just so many cool things to basically create. And, you know, if you're a person you like to write, you have LibreOffice. Like, there's so many, it's just different software that you can use. If you're a person who likes to create, if you're a person that likes to write, like, there's tons of software. And so, again, I'm going to leave some links in underneath this video in the description, but please try something new. Because I noticed one thing about Apple and some of the other companies is that, you know, you get a new computer and it's asking for all this data. Can you put this in? Can you put that in? Can you do this? Can you type this in? Can you show your face? Can you do, it's like all this random stuff. Can we have access to this? Can we, you know, and with Linux, you don't even have to worry about that. You can just turn on your computer and give it as much, you know, you don't even really have to give all the this data like you would with Apple and Microsoft. Like, just to me, it's a mess. And so it's a much better experience with Linux. And again, I'm just trying to introduce you guys to something new. Also, I wanted to talk about social media. I've noticed something with a lot of these social media companies that they're taking down a lot of, I think it's Facebook and Instagram and stuff, and they've been doing it, but, you know, they're taking down a lot of posts when it comes to this war, I mean, the situation or war in Israel with, you know, Palestine and Israel and stuff. There's been a lot of people complaining about, they put up different posts about certain things, and then all of a sudden those things have been taken down. And I would tell anybody to, if you're a person where, you know, you post things that might be a little, I wouldn't say controversial, but, you know, might be, you know, different than the mainstream or left wing, you know, opinions and stuff like that, and you're worried about your content being taken down and stuff, please try using BitChute, use Odyssey, like try, or even Rumble, try new video platforms. And I think the more that we support those platforms, the better they'll be. And then also it'll give people who are Republican, who maybe have ideas that are different from mainstream media ideas that they put out, it'll give people a place to put their content. And again, take some of that support you would for Facebook and Instagram and just try some of the alternatives. I mean, right now, Rumble's pretty good, and I think Odyssey's pretty good. BitChute, it's good, but the video resolution isn't the greatest. I mean, I hope they improve on that in the future, but, you know, start taking your content over to new places. Facebook and Instagram and some of the mainstream companies and stuff in social media aren't the only places where you can upload your stuff. And so I think that's going to be very crucial, especially in 2024 with the election coming up, because, you know, some of these companies, just like they're taking down posts when people are speaking out against Israel, or even if you take the side of Palestine, whatever side you take. But we're really going to need platforms that believe in free speech. And I'm happy that Elon Musk owns Twitter, but don't have Twitter be your only place where you upload information. And again, I know I'm rambling right now, but just try new things. I would tell anybody, if you're online and you're used to uploading on YouTube or, you know, those type of places, try one new platform, and it might just you know, inspire you to start uploading there. Because we can't get in a situation where we have the top companies have a monopoly over all the information, all of the content, because that's what they did in the other elections. The other elections, some of the Democrats are able to win because you had Joe Biden or you had the Democrats go to those social media companies and say, oh, well, you know, take this post down, take that post down, shadow ban this person. And so if you're an influencer, if you're a person that, you know, talks about politics, spread your content out over many different social media platforms. Spread your stuff out on YouTube, BitChute, Getter, I mean, all of them, all of the above. Because, again, you know, the next election, we don't know what some of these companies are going to do. They might get to a point where they say, oh, well, anybody speaking about, you know, Donald Trump not going to jail or something like that, we're going to, you know, take down or something. You know how they always come up with something. So please spread your content out. And again, like I said earlier, try Linux, try new things. Also, start a podcast. All you need is a voice recorder, an iPhone, and you're in the game. Like, that's what I use. I mean, I'm recording right now. I'm recording this on a Sony voice recorder. And believe it or not, it sounds amazing. I'm not going to say it sounds like a Shure microphone, but I mean, it sounds pretty good. You know, you don't hear a lot of background noise and a lot of hiss in the background. Like, again, you can take a Sony recorder, you can take an Android phone and just press record. Or if you, you know, you want to create videos, you don't have to go to the store and get a camera that can shoot in 4K. You can take a GoPro that you have at home, sit it on a table and just start talking. I mean, your video might inspire, you know, the election, you know, people who are going to vote. It might inspire, you know, people to get in the game. You never know. So you could be that social media influencer that, you know, who knows, could change the world, could change politics. You never know. So I would just tell anybody to keep, you know, create a podcast. You can use cheap equipment, create videos. I keep speaking out because, again, you look at what they're putting out on the TV, a lot of this fake news, a lot of this stuff about Donald Trump that's not true. And right now, we need people to come combat those messages, and we need people to combat those narratives. Because, like I said, if we don't, then we'll have a situation where we have more people like Joe Biden that are going to be elected and have power and basically destroy America like they're doing right now. So that's just my only thing. And again, I'm going to put a lot of information in the description section under this video. So just check out, you know, some of the things I'm talking about. And then also, like I said, again, please follow me on YouTube. You can just type in Mark Parham. You can follow me on Spotify. Type in Mark Parham Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast, you can just type in Mark Parham Podcast. And then also, I'm on BitChute. I'm on I'm everywhere. So again, I'm rambling. I know I'm all over the place, but check me out. And then also, have a good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're at. Just enjoy your day. Thank you.